As we celebrate Mother's Day this weekend, it gives us great cause to reflect on the gift of motherhood, not only of our own mothers here on earth, but our heavenly mother as well. And I think that we all too often do not relate the two. We think of Mary as a statue, this holy woman who is unrelatable to many of us. But a careful examination of Mary's life reveals that maybe that's erroneous. Perhaps, mothers, you are more like Mary than you think. I find that mothers often are challenged with expectations. They are challenged with being alone and feeling guilty. Mothers in our world put a lot of expectations on themselves, and our world puts a lot of expectations on them to raise perfect children, to be beautiful, successful, and brilliant, and to fulfill their family and husband's every need. But many of these are false. You will not raise perfect children, ladies, because your children are fallen, just like you and I. You are beautiful, just the way God made you, and you live in a culture that tries to tell you differently. And you will be as successful in as much as you respond to God's will. Not how much you can accomplish in a day, not how good you are at something, but what kind of steward you are. And you are as brilliant as God gave you brains for. You can't change that much. And you will not fulfill your family and your husband's every need. Why? Because, brothers and sisters, there are only three people who can fulfill our every need. And they are God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Do not try to be them. It always, always fails. If you look at the expectations placed on Mary, they didn't seem to be very fair either. When Jesus was out shaking things up, what must have Mary thought? You know, she did her best to raise him right. And at 30 years old, he goes out as a rabbi. And instead of following the tradition of every other rabbi in their culture, he goes out and starts challenging the Jewish leadership, saying things that get people upset, even saying things that would get him killed. You must put yourself in the shoes of Mary, or the sandals, I should say, of Mary for a moment. What must she have thought? I raised a religious nutcase. That's probably what she was thinking. And what must have people thought of her? I mean, they thought, Mary, I thought she was a pretty okay gal, but look at her son, you know? And she could have let the world judge her. She could have even judged herself. But look at how Mary interacts with God. It's always for Mary about doing the will of God, not trying to meet everybody else's expectations or even her own, but instead meeting God's expectations only. And mothers, I want to encourage you, when you feel challenged by expectations, to refocus yourself, because you should not be governed primarily by your husband's expectations, your kids' expectations, the world's expectations, but only by the will of God. How do you know if you're fulfilling God's expectations? Well, what's beautiful about God is he said that if we ask him anything, he will give it to us. And so all we have to do is ask, Lord, am I doing what you want me to do in raising my child? Lord, am I doing what you want me to do in caring for my husband? A second challenge for motherhood is feeling alone. I know this is very true of stay-at-home moms, and even those mothers who do not stay at home, you can feel very alone, even if you're married or surrounded by a bunch of midgets. It's like walking into the house is often like that scene in The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy steps out of her house after journeying to the Land of Oz, and these little midgets pop up all over and they start surrounding you, and they're all full of energy, you know, and you just want to slap them, right? I mean, I do when I watch that scene in The Wizard of Oz. Perhaps, ladies, you're experiencing a lack of support from your husband, especially in the spiritual life. Men, you're often very good at going out and being the breadwinners of your family. You grow up with a sense of providing for them, and that's wired inside of us since ancient times. But men, we often neglect the spiritual leadership of our family. Yeah, well, we might lead our family in prayers before meals, but do we say to our wife, honey, will you come pray with me for a moment? Do we say to our children, let's pray together before we go to bed? Men, your women need you. In fact, they're very desirous of you to be spiritual leaders. Often women will tell me it's actually very attractive to them that you do that. And ladies, I know sometimes you feel very alone because you don't have that from your men. Perhaps you're overwhelmed with simply the demands of life or running a household. And I know that particularly our single mothers have a hard job trying to fill the shoes of two parents. A couple keys to meeting these challenges, ladies, is number one, reach out. I've noticed more and more over the years that on Facebook, women are reaching out to each other. And it usually begins with a post that says, my child did this. And all the other mothers chime in with comments below saying, you know, keep up the good work. Keep trying. We support you. We're praying for you. It is so important as a mother, I think especially as a young mother, to reach out because you need that validation. You need to know that what you're doing is working despite your children's behavior sometimes. Be open and honest. You know, it's one thing to be a gossip. It's one thing to be discouraging and despairing. But it's another to be honest so that we can support one another. And if you're trying to put on a good face and look like the ideal mother, well, number one, we all know differently. Just be honest about your challenges, about your failures, and about your successes. And lastly, don't feel ashamed. I meet so many mothers who feel ashamed by how they feel. You can love your child in one moment and then in the next totally be annoyed at them at the same time. You can feel like one comedian who said to his child, I brought you into this world, I can take you out of it. And sometimes you're going to feel that way. Doesn't mean you're a bad mother. I think and often we neglect to acknowledge that Mary can identify with this. She must have felt terribly alone at times within her motherhood. By a show of hands, how many mothers here were immaculately conceived, conceived without sin? None? None. How many of you were conceived a child by the Holy Spirit? None? And how many of you were the mother of the Savior of the world? I mean, can you imagine being that woman? How lonely that must have felt. How lonely it must have felt when the angel Gabriel comes and says, you are going to be with child. And she says, how can this happen? I don't even have a husband yet. Talk about identifying as a single mother. You see, Mary went through these things too. Yes, in a different way, but experienced that loneliness and that isolation. And when Joseph died before Jesus was even out doing his public ministry, what happens when Jesus goes out and Mary's left at home all alone? What happens when she's standing at the foot of that cross losing her only son? What did Mary do? She reached out. She became part of a bigger community, one that we now call her the mother of the church. Lastly, ladies, I know that you often struggle with guilt. I hear a lot of confessions where mothers blame themselves for how their grown children are acting. hear this over and over and over. Now, ladies, if you can identify something that you've done wrong, that perhaps you even need to apologize for, then do it. Correct what errors there are, but do not hold on to them. Do not hold it over your own head. Satan absolutely loves that. And that's not what you're called to. If you messed up in the past, confess, reconcile with God and with your child, but do not beat yourself up. Don't go through life thinking you're the cause of your children's errors. I know, women, you are gifted with being able to empathize in a way that we men cannot. We're just not wired that way. The problem is you often hold on to those emotions way past their due date. Remember, in the end, mothers, your children are not your own. If you are a Christian woman, then you have decided to let your children be God's children, first and foremost. You must let them go. You know, Mary had the same expectations that every Jew had at her time. She was expecting a Messiah, a king, to come and rule, to reestablish this great nation of Israel. So what must she have felt like and thought as she stood at the foot of the cross? I mean, she's standing there looking up at her son dying, and she must have thought, what did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? What did I do that this man that I raised so well and was doing so good ends up here? God had even come to her and said that she would bear the Messiah. She must have stood there thinking what a messed up parent she was. But sometimes we don't understand God's plan, especially as mothers for our children. And God proved that 3 days later, didn't he? You see, God's looking at the big picture. He's not just looking at this life. Mothers, you must do the same. Mothers, not only do you get the burden of when it comes to carrying children, but you often take the burden of trying to carry your children through life. But they are not always yours to carry. Just as Mary and Joseph presented Jesus in the temple at the presentation and said to God, said to Yahweh, this child is now yours, not ours, but yours. We must do the same. All parents, godparents, grandparents, commend your children to God and recognize that you are simply stewards of these children. You don't own them. You had a very critical part in creating them. And you have a great responsibility in raising them. But you do not own them. They are God's. And on this Mother's Day, on behalf of your children and your family in this community, I want to thank you. Thank you for conceiving us and bringing us into this world. Thank you for nourishing us and being someone we can always go to. Thank you for suffering with us many times. Thank you for sharing your faith with us and leading us not just into life, but into eternal life. Perhaps you do not realize, ladies, that in the joys and sorrows of being a mother, that you are more like Mary than you think. That Mary has more in common with you than you think. And perhaps you do not realize through all these joys and sorrows that you are becoming more holy than you sometimes realize.